Peggy, the light's going on with so much fun. The town looks lovely. I heard a rumor Santa is coming soon. You're right, little missy. Town does look good. I do love Santa myself. Do you know what I don't love? Our petrol bills. Maybe somebody will open a local filling station in Q-Town Ards. Funny, I heard that was your nickname, little old filling station. What was that, Peggy? Nothing, missy. Don't you be worrying about no fuel bills. We get driver 32 working for us, which guarantees either A, a funding grant from Stormont, or B, a red diesel stop-off in a farm in South Armagh. Don't you worry about it, we get driver 32. Hang on. Peter, are you back?
Hibbity-hibbity, name's not Peter. Hibbity-hibbity, do not open the boot!
Huck, what do you want?
Hibbity-hibbity, Stephen Clements. Hibbity-hibbity, pipe delivery.
Pipe delivery? He doesn't smoke pipes. Are you mixing him up with Jerry Adams?
Hibbity-hibbity, this pipe will be smoking him. Hibbity-hibbity.
Now, Jerry Kelly, we have told you before, no parcels to Clements.
Hibbity-hibbity, name on the radio!
Surrounded by fools I am. Reminds me of when I was a politician. Lil Missy, just got an email here. Tampa Bay, Florida. We're looking for a delivery. Part and Parcels is on, baby. What are we delivering, Peggy? Looks like some sort of diamond-encrusted belt. Ach, yes, I'm very familiar with that. That bit straps around there, and then there's a bit in your mouth there with a snooker ball, and then you walk away from the wall until it's... Just get going, would you? I want to invest again. I love it when I get to invest again. The life I love is giving brown envelopes to my boyfriends, and I can't wait to invest in them again. Oh, we're here.
Your time is up, my time is now.
Ooh, quite the doorbell chime. You can't see me. What? Here's your box. I'm just gonna pop that over there. You can't see me. Pop it over nowhere, son. I didn't come all this way for you to not open the box. Open the box! All right, calm down. I know what it is anyway. It's WWE Championship belt. You can't see me. I can see you perfectly well. You stood right there in front of me in your jean shorts with your big medallions on. Waving your hand in front of my face doesn't make you invisible, Mr. T. I'm not Mr. T, you daft man. I'm one of the most prolific wrestlers in the world. Have you wrestled anyone I would have heard of?
Well, love, I once fought The Rock at a once-in-a-generation WrestleMania main event. One-off, that one.
Really?
Not so much one-off, because we made so much money we did the same thing again next year. Once in a generation... Oh, don't talk to me about generations. I transcend generations. I skip generations. Age means nothing to me. As the Sunday Life pointed out on several occasions.
What are you on about? It was a fight! Have you and this Rock fella got a bit of beef between yous? If not, I'm available.
No, we got on great. Our fights are staged.
Ach, yes, I fake it quite a lot too.
No, not fake! Predetermined, that's what we like to say. And I'm famous for my unique finishing move.
I was well known for my finishing move too with Kirky. It involved a bucket of ice, a broom handle, and a pair of marigolds.
What are you on about, it wrestling move? You know, the Royal Rumble. 30 men, one ring.
What?
Reminds me of that toga party in Kiltra circa 1997. Throw your belt in the bowl there, son, and sign that delivery form. I'm about to grown-up men shouldn't be into this type of thing. Clean out of you. Stavin, who just got a delivery from Part and Parcels?
Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. It's the franchise, will shine.